Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. An Iranian president has condemned the United States for implementing, quote, economic terrorism against Iran.
Ladies and gentlemen, unlawful unilateral sanctions in themselves constitute a form of economic terrorism and a breach of the right to development. The economic war that the United States has initiated under the rubric of new sanctions not only targets the Iranian people, but also entails harmful repercussions for the people of other countries.
Addressing the UN General Assembly, Rouhani rejected U.S. calls for talks as dishonest. The Iranian president accused Washington of violating all international norms and regulations. Rouhani said U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal is a case in point. He underlined the White House's policy of foregoing not only the commitments made by previous U.S. administrations, but also undermining U.N. Security Council resolutions. Rouhani called on the world body to stand up to any state that takes such measures, which he said threaten global peace and security. Joining us now out of Madison, Wisconsin, is Kevin Barrett, author and political commentator. Hello, Mr. Barrett. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Some strong words by the Iranian president. Your thoughts, please.
They were fairly strong words, but they were understated compared to some of the things we've heard from Trump's own advisors when President Rouhani said that it's people of limited intellect who think that they can scrap these international agreements and find something better. He was actually understating the case. Trump's own advisors are on the record repeatedly calling him an idiot and a moron, whereas limited intellect is actually a pretty soft euphemism. So in fact, I thought overall President Rouhani was speaking quite softly in making the case that in fact it's not Iran that's causing problems in the region and globally, it's the United States and its regional allies or puppets, or in the case of Israel, its regional boss. So I think that the UN, the reaction to President Rouhani's speech as opposed to Trump's speech was pretty revealing. Trump got a big laugh when he said he's accomplished more than any other president. And that wasn't a laugh that he intended to get. Whereas President Rouhani's speech was met with great respect. And I think that shows that the international community is now starting to slip between the fingers of Uncle Sam. You know, the United States has been the dominant superpower since World War II, and especially since the collapse of the former Soviet Union. But today, we're seeing Europe getting ready to develop a new international currency trading mechanism that would undermine the SWIFT monopoly. And this would allow Iran to continue to trade with essentially all the nations of the world, despite these U.S. sanctions. So I think that the world is far more sympathetic to Iran than to Trump's America. And this shows that the United Nations will see to what extent it translates into quick action on some of these issues.
And Mr. Barrett, the Iranian president also said that U.S. is implementing economic terrorism against Iran. That's pretty harsh right there. Now, why economic terrorism, you know, according to, you know, the Hassan Rouhani's words, rather than, you know, dialogue and diplomacy?
Well, it is terrorism. Terrorism is defined as attacking civilians to try to achieve political objectives. And that's what these sanctions do. Iranian civilians, innocent, normal, average Iranians who have nothing to do with international politics, are being targeted by these sanctions, which have limited supplies of medicines and medical equipment. And Iran has, to its credit, done a great job in building up a domestic capacity to build some of this medical equipment. When I was in Iran last year, I actually got to tour a factory where they're making these MRI machines and these very, very sophisticated machines. But even so, the world has specialized to such an extent that it's just not possible to get all of the medical supplies and equipment by domestic production. And so people in Iran are dying because of these sanctions. And that is targeting civilians. This is collective punishment, and it is terrorism. And the U.S. is the biggest terrorist in the world today, supporting groups like those who committed the latest terrorist attack in Iran, as well as terror attacks all over the Middle East. Daesh and Al-Qaeda are largely U.S. and Israeli-supported militias, and essentially always have been. So, yes, he's absolutely correct in accusing the U.S. not only of economic terrorism, but he might have gone on to add terrorism of all kinds.
Thank you for joining us and for your valuable input, Mr. Kevin Barrett, author and political commentator out of Madison, Wisconsin.